must be very mentally strong. How do you deal with discomfort?
I believe that more than the physical aspects to get us to 100, it's the mind. And when I coach, I coach other athletes, and I focus probably more on their mental health than any other coach ever would, because I know it's all in your head. If you don't, for example, if you don't believe you can complete a 100-mile race, you're not going to complete a 100-mile race. So the first thing is getting to a point to where you believe it can be done. And then once you believe it can be done, from that point on, it's a matter of mapping it out, having a plan, sticking to the plan, and then being resilient and tough enough to where when obstacles come up to get through them, and having a positive mindset. And when what I've seen happen so many times, people will be in a race and things will go bad, which invariably does. In a marathon, there's what's called the wall. You usually hit a point where your glycogen levels are depleted, you're suffering physically and mentally, and that happens typically somewhere between mile 18 and 22. But you get through that wall, and then the finish line is up ahead, and you cross the finish line. In a 100-mile race, there's not one wall. There's 5, 6, 7 walls. You get through one, things get better. Then you hit another wall. So I found that when people hit that wall, when they focus on the negative aspects of it, they're just going to, it's like a little sliver that just festers and gets worse and worse and worse. Whereas if it's like a pebble of sand in an oyster shell, they turn it into a pearl, you can take that adversity and say, okay, it's bad, but what can I benefit from this? And it could be worse. And I'm suffering, this is a technique that I use, I'm suffering, but I know that guy's suffering too, and he's probably suffering worse than I am. So if I can talk to him and we can help each other, we're gonna get through this together. And it's a really strange phenomenon that I found in running 100-mile races. If you can partner up with somebody out on the course that's having a tough time, you become almost like a parent and you get them through, and then things change. And pretty soon you're the person who needs the extra boost and they become like the parent. And I've never seen it happen yet where both people have the down at the same time. Because if you did, you'd both be telling each other, I'm through with this. How about you? Oh, are you kidding? Let's just quit. But somehow you get each other through.